MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Frikkie van Lochenberg, CEO of IFSA Private Equity. Frikkie, I appreciate the time today. Alternative investments, I mean, they really have come a long way, I suppose, in the last couple of years, but particularly in the last decade. They used to be really the preserve of very few, and now they're much more widely available for the average investor.
Definitely, Simon. Thank you so much for having a chat to me. It's always nice. Alternative investment, you know, the last 20, 30 years, it's been this myth that alternative, specifically private equity, is only reserved for your larger portfolios, pension funds, those types of things. But in recent years, I would say the last 10, 15 years, there's been a lot of work being done more into the retail space and allowing investors to have a lot more access or easier access to these types of asset classes, which in my mind is brilliant.
And when we're talking alternatives, I mean, your expertise is the private equity. I mean, it often gets a bad rap, and maybe this is because everyone remembers Edcon, where it was about an overly leveraged business struggling to pay interest bills. But that, I mean, I suppose it happens, but that's not the proper logic behind it.
Definitely. There's always, in every industry, in every fund class, there is ups and downs, and there is creative or interesting things that can happen. But out of a regulation perspective, I always say that we as South Africa, you know that we are very, very heavily regulated in a specific space. Mm. So it comes down to your asset manager, investment manager, the expertise that they bring to the table and experience they bring to the table. And obviously making sure that before you invest, go through the process, ask the questions and see that the diversified industries that you're investing in talks to you and make sure that everything is as it should be.
That's a great point, because if we look at it, and there's different ways of doing it, and I think perhaps more popular is the idea of a private equity fund. It gives more diversification. It also perhaps gives a little less risk to any single asset. But it is a case of, you know, knowing what that speciality of the fund is.
Definitely. Look, there's always good principle, investment principle, to have a diversified portfolio. And the alternatives, that gives you that little bit of edge, because if everything goes right, like it's usually supposed to do, if it just goes marginally right, it's less volatility in your portfolio and it's equity type returns that you get there. The negative that you have to watch out for is just to plan around the liquidity, because private equity is not listed on the exchanges. So liquidating positions or portfolios is not as easy as the listed environment. So if you plan for that, put that into your structure, your 5-year or 7-year plus type of building block, and then you access your private equity side, that gives you a very nice run on your portfolio.
That's a good point, because liquidity, you know, I could sell my entire JSE portfolio while we're having this conversation, but that's not the case in private equity. You've got to give it that time to mature. You've got to give it that time to understand that the exit on the other side isn't just a click of a mouse button.
100%. And I think that's the perception that has to be really instilled. And that's what I like about the last couple of years, specifically coming through. You've got a couple of bloggers, YouTubers, experts like yourself talking around investment principles and basics. And the more and more the information is readily available out there, that people get comfortable around the specific asset class and understand what the liquidity constraints is, but what the risk reward type of it, what is the reward side of it? Why do you want to go that? And how does it fit into your portfolio? It's actually a very exciting time, specifically now with our political situation and the economy looks like it's starting to turn.
I was going to say, I mean, there's always opportunity out there, but perhaps there's even better opportunity out there right now in current circumstances.
Definitely. There is, we always say, wherever there's a problem, there is an opportunity to fix it.
Yeah.
So not to say that we've got massive, massive problems, but there is some challenges in South Africa. So in my opinion, there's a lot of opportunity to fix these challenges. And if you do your homework correctly, with a bit of luck and a bit of skill, you can get to where you want to be.
And that skill's important. I remember a conversation with you a couple of years ago where we were talking about what does private equity bring to the table? Now, it brings cash. That's important. Make no mistake about it. But if you can bring skills to it as well, because a lot of these companies, they're not necessarily struggling. They're moving on to the next leg of growth and they need certain skills they currently don't have. And the PE managers can bring those in.
Spot on, Simon. I'm glad you can remember that for them. So now that's one of the important things that I think private equity actually brings to the foreground or to the table. As we've seen a heck of a lot of businesses, entrepreneurs that have got super skills. They are wonderful at what they do in their business day to day. But they have a challenge when it comes to the financial management side. Sometimes they just need an objective opinion to help them go through that process, do proper cash management, proper balance sheet reconstruction, and they need that expertise. And I think when it comes to private equity, what we do is we take a look at where we can actually add value on top of the cash. The cash is necessary, but you need to add value to that specific business and see if you can take it from a 1 rand business to a 5 rand business and everything in between.
And that's, I suppose, the other point is that I think a lot of times we think that maybe private equity is saving a failing business, and that may be the case, but I suspect more often it's about boosting a growing business.
100%. Look, there's opportunity in business that are a little bit tightly wound, but 99% of the time you identify a very good business that you can see that if you add this value, you've got this expertise that you can implement and see what's the next step going on there. That is where the core focus of private equity is. So it's a lot like cherry picking because you go through 100 potential businesses or strategies or opportunities and you maybe pick one. And then you just give that 100% of the focus, get on the board, do the budget, see exactly what you can do with your marketing and sales and actually try to add that value to that business.
Yeah, and of course, that's an important point. You're picking. You've got that luxury of choosing. We'll leave it there. That's Fikile from Lachenberg. He's the CEO of IFSA Private Equity. Appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.